We thank you right now, Lord God, for this ever-increasing word training center, this school, Lord God, of learning, Lord God, of importation, Lord God, hallelujah, of manifestation taking place in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the apostle, the visionary of this ministry, of this school, Lord God, hallelujah. And we thank you for the mantle and the anointing that's on his life. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we get into our lesson and get into, Lord God, the things of God, Lord God, we're going to get a deeper understanding of how to properly honor our men and women of God, Lord God, so that we can receive the blessing and anointing that's on their lives, and that we can go forth, Lord God, and do exploits, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, this class session, we're going to be talking about 6 levels of honor. We're going to be going back into the book, and we're going to be talking about 6 levels of honor. But I just want to go over a few things, some pertinent information before we get into these 6 levels of honor. One of the things we talked about, and it's going to be reoccurring throughout the whole class, is honoring life sources, honoring life sources. And we said that a life source is a giver, a nourisher of life, somebody who produces life, and that God is life. So we're to honor every life source. And that's so very important. One of the first ways to come against the spirit of dishonor is to sow a seed of honor. If you detect dishonor in your life or even in the life of somebody else, one of the first ways to overcome the spirit of dishonor is to sow a seed of honor. There have been times of ministry gifts. Matter of fact, this past Sunday, the apostle, while he was ministering, might have been a week ago, but he made the comment that someone who had, I guess, dishonored him or said or done something wrong came to him, got down on their knee and say, "Can you please pray for me and release me? Because since I put my mouth on you, nothing has went right." You know, and so the first way to overcome dishonor is to sow. You go back and you sow. There, the author, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, talk about this one son who dishonored his spiritual father, and nothing in his ministry was going right. And they said when he got to the property and the driveway, he got down on his knees. Have you guys read that? And how he walked or crawled all the way up to the step. And when the man of God saw him, he said, "My son, I've been waiting to see you." And he says, "Look, I just want to repent. I've been wrong for what I've said or what I've done. You know, can you please release me? Because you don't want to put your mouth on a man of God, and you don't want to dishonor." And the first way to overcome that spirit of dishonor is to sow a seed of honor. Okay, let's open up our Bibles now in the book of Romans chapter 13 chapter. Romans the 13th chapter. We're going to look at verse 7. Romans the 13th chapter and verse 7. And I'm going to just go ahead on for the sake of time. It says, "To render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor." It says, "Owe no man nothing but to love him. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." Verse 6, going back up to verse 6, it says, "For this cause we pay tribute also for that God," I'm sorry, "For this cause we pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon upon these very things." Then it says, "Render therefore to all their dues." That word dues means customs. It means, taxes. When you talk about tributes, it's talking about taxes. It's talking about something owed somebody. It says to render therefore to all their dues or their customs, their dues that's owed them. It says tribute to whom tribute is due. Then it says custom to whom custom. Now, custom is a tradition, a way of life for a group of people. You know, you want to honor people's customs. you want to pay your taxes, which is your when you're talking about paying taxes, you're talking about tribute money, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. But customs has to deal with traditions, a behavior of a people, their lifestyle, a long established practice. I'll give you an illustration. I remember reading about a missionary who was doing missionary work in this third world country. And they had particular customs and rituals in that particular tribe. And this husband and wife had violated their custom and their traditions, not knowing the traditions and the customs of this particular sect of people. And when they were caught violating their customs, by violating that particular custom, they were sentenced to death. Now they went to share the gospel, but because they didn't know the customs and they violated the custom. That's why one of the things, if you ever begin to do evangelistic work and you go into other countries, you want to know the customs, the traditions, the protocol of a country, a region, and you want to make sure that you honor their customs. Because even though the author says, even though you may be anointed, but when you violate their customs and their traditions, the anointing levels are going to go down, because they're not going to receive what you're saying, because you're coming against some established customs. Now, as the word of God comes forth and they begin to receive it, a lot of times they'll put down their traditions to hear the word. But initially, when you go in, you have to definitely honor their customs. It also says we must render to all men their due respect and honor. In the military, and we talked about military ranks, we said there are ranks and there are different positions and honors, or different positions in military. In spiritual things, there's also different ranks, levels, and various protocols that we have to honor. And that's so very important that we understand that we must honor even the more so in the spiritual ranks, positions of authority. We owe them this respect and honor. If we want what's on their life, we have to honor and respect the anointing, the blessings of God, the grace that's on spiritual leadership. And that's so very important. Because a lot of times people, we talked about this in classes gone by, they see somebody as being too familiar, too common. I've been knowing you for a long time. But when it comes to spiritual things, as I stated in another class, actually, when a man of God gets up to minister and they're ministering under the anointing, the Bible says that they're turned into another man, because they're full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And so they're yielding to God. And so when they open their mouth, that's God speaking, God using them as a vessel. One of the things I often pray, I say, Lord, I thank you that you speak through my mouth and that you think through my mind, and that anything that comes out of my mouth, I want it to be you and not me. All of you and none of me. Because I want to get out of the way so that God can get in the way and say what he needs to say. So it's very important that we honor leadership. In 1 Timothy 5:17-18 in the Amplified Bible, it says, let the elders who perform their duties or their offices well be considered doubly worthy of honor and adequate financial support, especially those who labor faithfully in the preaching and the teaching of the word. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox which threaded out the grain. And again, the laborer is worthy of his hire. In other words, don't, and we talked about this before, during farming days, when there was, ox and mule that they used to farm with, they put a muzzle on the mouth of the animal. And that was for various reasons. But in this scriptures, it's talking about don't muzzle the ox. Don't. How can I put this? Don't. Lord, give me the right word to use. Don't prevent the anointing of God that's on the man of God from coming forth by not honoring him properly. One of the things I always endeavor to do whenever a speaker gets up, whether it's the apostle, whether it's Reverend Gautreaux, whether it's any LTMA minister who's ministering from the pulpit, I make an effort to try to be one of the first people up front to sow my seed on the pulpit. You know, I've watched Dr. Phillips a lot, and he's up in a heartbeat, because he knows that as I sow, and I sow my seed of honor, I'm now putting myself in a position to receive. And because you're not muzzling the anointing, because you he's about to share spiritual things with you, and so in reciprocation you're sharing your material things, or you're sowing your material thing, and you're honoring that man of God. You're giving him the honor that's due him because of the position that he holds, because of the anointing that's on his life. Just like you would not muzzle an ox and keep him from eating because he's helping to provide for you, for your well-being. That's if you know, during the days of forming. You should not in like manner muzzle the man of God or the woman of God by providing spiritual food and nourishment for your life. That's why the scripture says, giving honor to whom honor is due. In Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Malachi 1 and verse 6, it says, a son honored his father and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Fear do me, says the Lord of hosts, to you, O priest, who despise my name. You say, how and in what way have we despised your name? When you dishonor men and women of God by not sowing into the anointing, you're despising them. You're not reverence them in the position that God has placed them in. And even in the area of, and we're going to get into this a little bit later, when you honor God, one of the first level of honor is, number one, honor God. And the Bible says, to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. You know, that's a form of honor. When you bring the tithe, you know, into the storehouse, we're going to get into that later, but you're honoring God by giving him the first fruits of your increase. You're honoring God. Amen. All right, let's move on. You must understand the importance of giving honor to whom honor is due. You must honor the anointing that's in the land, the apostolic gift that God has given. And that's so very important, because God will place an apostolic anointing. And because now government is being restored to the body of Christ, God is raising up apostles. He's raising up prophets, and he's encompassing them with teachers and pastors and evangelists and people that's undergirding them and undergirding their message, so that God's government can be properly established. One of the things in my assignment is to undergird the apostle. You know, I often say this class here, all I want to do is show you how to properly receive better on Tuesdays from the apostle. If you don't get anything else, you understand that as I honor properly, as I prepare myself and know how to respect and not allow my man of God to become familiar to me, so that I can properly honor, then I'm able now to receive in a greater capacity. I've done my job, and that's what I'm here to do, is undergird. You know, I'm not pushing my own agenda, but I'm actually, you know, admonishing and showing you how to properly reverence leadership and those that God has placed in authority, so that you can properly get, or God can get to you, everything that he wants to get to you. There have been times when people didn't honor the anointing in the land, and the Lord removed that gift and sent that gift to another place where people could receive them. There have been men of God who, I'm thinking of this one mighty man of God who his ministry was on the East Coast, and it stayed there for a while, but he wasn't properly received from the local communities and the people that God had placed him there. And the Lord had him to pick up his ministry and move it in another location where people were more readily able to receive the anointing. That's not going to happen here at Word of Life Christian Center. That's not going to happen here at Darrow in Louisiana, because we are being trained how to properly honor our man of God. Because God, matter of fact, before I even say this, let me read this completely. I want to encourage you, if you are ministering in a particular region of the country, as a local pastor or you know, a teacher, you know, if there's an apostolic gift in that area, and somebody who has rank or higher rank than you, it's important that you honor that the gift in that area. One of the things Jonathan Davis said, if you're an itinerant pastor and you're in a city, and if there's an apostle in that area and you're in his region or his territory, you need to let him know that you're there, and you need to actually go and present a gift, because that's just showing honor to him. You know, you're not just coming in and just, well, I'm gonna just hold some meetings and not acknowledge the ranks. Before a prime minister or a president or any high dignitary goes into a country, they announce their presence. They let people in leadership know that they're coming. They don't just come on somebody else's turf without giving them the due respect and the honor that's deserved them because of their country. And you see, in spiritual things, it's no different. It should even be a greater amount of respect, a greater amount of honor than in the natural, because things originate in the spirit world first before they even manifest themselves in the natural. He says, this is what the author says, every now and then it would not hurt to take an offering to that leader without necessarily even seeing them, but just dropping an offering to honor that gift that's in that region. When you show that kind of honor, he says, there's automatic spiritual reciprocation. In other words, God will automatically, you'll see the benefits of sowing that seed immediately. You know, I'll never forget, years ago, the apostle made the statement one time. He saw a mighty man of God who was here in this area, who was being persecuted because of situations. And he saw him and thinking he was driving. And he actually had him pull over and sow the seed and just let him know how much he appreciated him, showing honor to whom honor is due. And one of the things I remember, and in conjunction with that, he made the statement. He said, you never want to put your mouth on a man of God, because the millions of people that they've reached for the gospel, you know, they are due the honor of the anointing and the work that God has used them to do and perform. And that's so very important. And I'm going to state this again, as I stated before, I'm a repeater. As we have stated, the greatest seed that you can sow is an honor seed. There is no greater seed that you can sow than an honor seed. Sowing upward so that the blessings of God can come down. And that's what you want to do. Hebrews 7:7 says, without all contradiction, the less is blessed because of the better. In other words, the lesser individual is blessed because he's sowing up to the greater. You know, a lot of times we've heard the illustration about giving to the poor, you know, and Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. Because when the lady with the alabaster box, she broke the box and they had a precious ointment in there, and she anointed Jesus' feet unto burial. And his disciples got a little disturbed about it, because they said, this money, you know, why is this waste? This money could have been used for something else. You know, it could have been given to the poor. Jesus said, the poor you have with you always, but me you're not going to have with. In other words, she's honoring me. She's honoring me. She's taking something that's precious, breaking this alabaster box. I remember coming up as a kid, my Baptist pastor, that was one of his traditional yearly sermon, breaking the alabaster box. Had no idea as a kid what that was about until, you know, I grew up in spiritual things and recognizing she was showing a seed of honor unto Jesus, you know. And they said that from that point on, it was going to be told as a memorial for her. So every time people read that scripture, what she did was a memorial unto Jesus' death, and she showed honor unto him. Amen. It is required by God that we sow honor and respect every life source. The Word of God says, give honor to whom honor is due, especially means that here we're to honor life sources, giving honor to whom honor is due, rendering to all their dues, respect and reverence. Anytime people dishonor a life source, you know, when we said a life source is somebody who's a giver of life, somebody who nourishes life. Anytime someone dishonors a life source, it unleashes all kinds of demonic attack and generational curses, poverty, and all kinds of barrenness in people's lives. When you dishonor a life source, when you show disrespect and you turn your nose up towards somebody that God has blessed, how can you curse somebody God has blessed? You can't do it. You know, you're actually damning yourself. You're actually putting heaps of coal upon your own body by disrespecting and dishonoring a life source. The author talks about life sources, you know, an app. Now I use the illustration or the phrase, an apostolic source. Any life, all life comes from God. And when people blatantly dishonor a life source, no matter what life source it is, it violates the principle of God's sovereign existence. Anytime somebody blatantly dishonor, you know, in other words, intentionally tries to smear somebody's name or does something disrespectful towards an apostolic leader, basically you are violating the principle of God, because God is establishing something, and the anointing of God is upon their life. And you see, that anointing, the Bible says that the anointing removes burdens and it destroys yokes. And when a person is anointed, when they're ministering, the words coming out of their mouth remove burdens from your life and destroys yokes. And it brings you into a place of peace, a place of prosperity, into God's, into, you know, all that God wants us to be. But when you blatantly and disrespectfully dishonor and try to undermine that authority and that life source, you violate the principles of God's sovereign existence, and is what I call the backhanded anointing, because now you're becoming a burden and a yoke. And the Bible said the anointing will remove a burden and a yoke. You know, I've heard it said before, and I've even I'm getting ahead of myself, but I had a good friend of mine years ago. He sat under a pastor, graduated from school. He latched on to a spiritual father and started serving a pastor. And that pastor, we're going to get into this. This is one of the areas of the six areas, levels of honor. That pastor got into error. He got into sex sin. And instead of covering his man of God, he showed disrespect, and basically half the church was split. And you know, he left and went on and started his own ministry instead of staying there and helping to resolve the situation and be a blessing. And years later, I'll never forget this. We're going to get into this. The same sin that his spiritual father fell into, he fell into and destroyed his ministry. Because, you know, he never released him. He never tried to help him. He never tried to cover him. Okay? And because of that, you know, it unleashed all kinds of demonic attack that came against him and caused him to stumble and fall in the exact same way. You know, I've seen that happen. And that's why respect and honor is so important, because, you know, you're dealing with principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And when you attack what God has blessed, God backs away. And then all of a sudden now you're open prey because you have no covering anymore. Amen. All right. Anytime a life source is violated, God withdraws his blessings at any time and on any level. Anytime a life source is violated or dishonored, God will withdraw his blessing at any time and on any level. Okay, now let's go and get into the six levels of honor. I got about 23 minutes. The first level of honor is number one, honoring God. Above all else, we must honor God. That's the first level of the six levels of honor. And the scripture we're going to base that on is Proverbs 3 and 9 through 10. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. Now, it's interesting that it says to honor the Lord with your increase. So it's pairing your increase or your finances with honor. You know, people, you know, you can honor in other ways. You can honor by service. But the greatest seed that you can sow is an honor seed by sowing. Because as I stated before, your finances, you know, first of all, God blessed us with health. He blessed us with the job or with the business or whatever we do that brings an income into our lives. He's blessed us with the resources in order to do it. So what we're doing when we're sowing our paying our tithes, we're acknowledging his hand on our life that enabled us to get what we got. And we're giving to him the first 10% of our increase, honoring him with, as the scripture says, honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of thy increase. And by doing this, it says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. And that's just that's an area of obedience. When you pay tithes or you pay your tithes, you are honoring God. Because you are walking in obedience, God now is able to bless you. And if you are not tithing, you are not honoring God. You're actually operating in dishonor. And getting back to Malachi, he says, well, let's go there. While I'm there right now, let's go to Malachi because I want to make sure I quote it right. Malachi. All right. Okay. In Malachi chapter 3, it says in verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet have you robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? He says, in tithes and in offering. And because a person robs God by dishonoring him in tithes and offering, it says, you are cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, even this whole nation. You know, and then he says to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. So when you refuse to honor God by bringing the tithes into the storehouse, you are robbing God and you are causing yourself to walk into a curse. The Bible says, I think it's in Proverbs 26 and 2, something like that, that the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, there's always a reason why cursings and calamity and evil tidings come upon you. It's because of some area of disobedience or dishonor that you're sowing that's causing the curse to come. Okay, but yeah, you know, Malachi 3 verses 6 going down is a good illustration of what happens when you do not honor God first by bringing in the first fruits of your increase. Without God, there would be no life. He is the originator of life, and he is the giver of life. So we honor God with the first fruits of our increase so that our bonds, our bank accounts can be full, our livelihood, or whatever we do, whatever natural resources that comes in, that the money can keep on coming in so that, you know, it'll just keep flowing. Because as we give unto God, God is going to always give back to us. I can just give you illustration after illustration of because of being a tither, because of sowing into the anointing, sowing into the man of God, where God just supernaturally blessed myself, blessed my family. You know, I might have even stated it before. I've seen times where several of my coworkers were fired, seven people in one day in the same group, same department. I'm the only person left standing. You know, times where my wife was laid off on a job. And because we had already vowed to sow a seed into the man of God, we went ahead and sowed that seed, even though we pledged to sow it on a Sunday. She got laid off on a Monday. And so now this seed became a precious seed. And so we got to get this out the barn and we got to sow it. We sowed the seed. And within a matter of a week, I'm talking 300-400 people got laid off. And while they were going through the debriefing process, my wife gets pulled out the line by the HR director. Says, "Miss Calhoun, I got good news for you. Somebody in your department elected to retire. So we need to keep so many people in your group. So we're reinstating you with full benefits, just as though you never got laid off." And so she said it was several hundred people. I don't remember how many, but she was the only one that got her job back. And within a matter of months got a major promotion, you know, but that seed became a precious seed, you know. I can just go, I can use the rest of the 17 minutes just sharing times where a seed met the need as you honor and sow into the anointing. You know, it makes a tremendous difference. It makes a tremendous difference. But I got more information I need to cover, so we're going to move on. Let's see. Another area that's very important in honoring God is having good moral conduct. It is very dangerous for individuals who should know better to be involved in inappropriate behavior or relationships, inappropriate conduct and moral failure, especially those who are teaching and preaching the Word of God. Preaching and not living it is dishonor to God. And it'll unleash havoc on your life. The author goes on to say, he says, there should be no sexual affairs among the fivefold ministry gifts. There should be no homosexual affairs. There should be no wife swapping, no blatant sex sins, no inappropriate conduct for those who are in ministry, because you're a leader and you're setting a standard. And when you violate moral principles and biblical principles, you're violating God's law. And he says here, he says, anytime you have this level of dishonor, there is a harvest of catastrophe to be reaped. This is total dishonor to God. I'm gonna read it again. There should be no sexual affairs among fivefold ministry gifts. There should be no homosexual affairs. I mean, all that goes without saying. There should be no wife swapping. One of the things I learned in that area is when you yield to God first, I mean, temptation is going to come. It's out there. But when you yield to God and you resist the devil, you know, that's where your deliverance come in. You know, how can I say this? Satan will do anything he can to try to discredit God, discredit you, and discredit the anointing that's on your life. And that's why it's so very important, number one, to stay prayed up, stay in a yielded position, you know, and always operate in a measure of safety. There's certain things I don't do anymore. I used to go to, I don't go to no other meetings but the apostle meetings. But when I would go to other meetings at other ministries, I would go by myself. And I found that was a no-no. I stopped doing that. If my wife can't come or another associate can't come with me, I don't go. Because there were times when I went by myself, I had to put my track shoes on and start running. You know, because, you know, Satan will do anything he can to discredit you, to discredit the ministry. And it's just a fact of life. You know, one of the things I've learned from the apostle is, you know, you keep arm's distance away from situations. And when you see it crop up, you take an about face. You know, have no confidence in the flesh. You know, have no confidence in the flesh. And I'll leave that alone. But that's total dishonor to God. Satan would do, I just said this, Satan would do whatever he can to discredit you and your ministry. The opposite sex, really, they're more after your anointing than they are you. Because a lot of times they'll see the anointing on your life and they are attracted to that anointing. You know, God will send somebody with a Jezebel spirit or send somebody with a Jody spirit. I don't know if some of the younger people don't know about Jody, but there used to be a song that says, ain't no sense in going home because Jody got your girl and gone. You know, but, you know, he'll send somebody around to entice you to go in the opposite direction. And that's why you have to stay, like I say, stay prayed up, stay yielded to God. Says Satan will use whoever he can to destroy you in the area of sex and pride. And so you have to definitely be careful. Number two, the second level of honor is honoring the apostle and prophet or the apostolic. Honoring the your apostles and prophet or honoring the apostolic. Matthew 13 and 57, we've read this before. It talks about, and they were offended of him because Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save his own country and in his own house. You must honor the apostolic source that God has placed in your region. Here is the principle, the author says. The reason many countries never get the benefit of the great gifts that God has given that country is because they do not show honor to the apostolic and the prophetic gifts that God has blessed them with. If you don't show honor to the apostolic gift, God could uproot, and we talked about this a few minutes ago, he can uproot that gift and bring it somewhere else to somebody who can show honor to it. You know, it's a discredit when your man of God holds a meeting and more people from the outside come in to the meeting than the people in the house, because that's not showing honor to the apostolic, to the gift that God has graced you with. And we've talked about that before. Every gift is given to a region to match the needs of the people in that area. Every gift is given to match the needs of that region. Apostle Thompson was given as to this region to set the body of Christ free from financial bondage and that we walk into glorious financial liberty. And when you receive him as a gift and receive and honor him, within that anointing for prosperity comes upon your life. But when you don't receive it, you don't get it. But then all of a sudden, somebody can come from out of town more excited, more yielded, more ready, more coming with more honor, and they'll walk away with the blessing that really belonged to the house or the people in that region. You know, and that's why it's so very important that for us as local, you know, I know we got people who are online and one of the things, he's not just an apostle to this area, but he's an apostle to the nation. But it's a twofold calling, because in several prophecies he says it's going to seem like it's going to be a conflict, but I've called you to the local body and to the larger body. You know, and the Lord showed him how to consolidate and accommodate that. You know, that's where the jet comes in, where he can travel and be back here on Sunday and minister to the congregation and the people in the local area. But it's for us, number one, to honor that gift that God has given to this region. If you dishonor in your own country or in your own house or your church, the apostolic and the prophetic gift, you are in fact actually dishonoring God, because he is God's ambassador representing the kingdom of God. So when you dishonor the man of God that God has sent to you, he is God's representative, he's God's ambassador, you are in fact actually dishonoring God. Because when a man of God speaks, it's God speaking through him. And it's so very important that we do not dishonor those apostolic gifts that God has sent to us. The apostle and prophets in an area have a lot to do with the spiritual condition and the atmosphere and the spiritual climate of a region. They are the apostles. When they speak into the airways of a region, their presence in that region keeps principalities, it keeps powers and spiritual wickedness back. It holds demonic activity at bay. When they speak a word, because of their heaven to earth connection, it clears up the airways and it makes the atmosphere conducive for the anointing of God to flow. And that's so very important. But when we dishonor that, a lot of times those prophetic words don't go out because we're not receiving it. Every time the apostle gives us a prophetic word, we need to hang on to that because that's God speaking to us. That is God. And you honor him when you receive what he's saying. One of the greatest levels of this honor is when a man of God ministered to you day in and day out, year after year. The Apostle Jonathan David talks about this. But the people don't act on the word that comes out of his mouth. They hear what he's saying, but they don't put it into practice. That's dishonor, because he's putting out golden nuggets. And when you don't act on it and you don't get the results, that's a form of dishonor. I'm gonna read one more scripture and we'll move on. 2 Chronicles 20:20. It says, "And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Ye hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper." So when you believe, and by honoring, believing, and acting on what the man of God says, so shall you prosper. And that's so very important. Let me move on because my time is running down. Let's go to the third level, is honoring fathers. Honoring fathers. When I'm talking about fathers, I'm talking about spiritual fathers. Malachi 1:6 says, "A son honored his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, my reverence? Said the Lord of hosts, O ye priests that despise my name, and say, wherein have we despised thy name?" And you've despised him by not honoring him. Corporately, it is important that we honor fathers in the region, spiritual fathers. We need to know in a region who God has raised up to be a father, and honor that person, whom God has fathers or are pastors in a certain region that's carrying the word of God, that the anointing of God is upon their lives. We have a problem because the father's message, and this is not the case here at Word of Life and Ever Increasing Word Training Center at all, but in some instances, the father's message and the son's message have been distorted and become imbalanced and not presented correctly. And the reason for that is when you have sons who think they know as much as their father, and so the message is imbalanced because you when you don't know who's the father and who's the son, thank you, it distorts it, and people don't know who's who. No different when you have a child and you tell him something and he's talking back to you. Okay, now who's the parent and who's the child? In most cases, that child gets slapped, you know. Well, we know with the apostle, you better shut your mouth up. If he's talking, if he's got something to say, you be quiet, you know. You don't rebuttal his messages, You know, you don't, you know, look, look, I'm going to recap what he know. There's no recap. When he says something, it's capped. It's the lid is shut. You don't have to discuss it no more. You don't have to break it down. It's been broken down. You should have received it. Go back and listen to the tape. You know, that's what people need to know, where the father and where the son relationship is, because, you know, the student is never greater than the teacher, you know, and we are to honor fathers. Okay, with that said, whenever you have a father, now I talked about this earlier, and we're looking at this in the area of a covering, because they are instances at times when, not in this ministry, where a father may become uncovered, and it's the son's responsibility to cover the father. It says here, whenever you have a father that uncovers himself and falls into sin, and his sons speak badly about the uncovering of their father, they open the door to the curse their father has initiated to come upon them. The dishonor, the curse, and the sin are the iniquities to come upon the son's life. And we know the situation where Noah had three sons. One of those sons saw their father's nakedness, and he went and kind of braggadociously talked to the other two brothers about, you know, I saw dad in there naked and drunk, you know. Well, the other two sons honored their father by taking a sheet and backing up and covering their father's nakedness. And that covering means they operated in grace by recognizing what daddy got a little out of hand, but we're going to make sure that he's protected. You know, that's so very important. Because if you don't do that, well, then now that sin will come upon you. And I shared an illustration about that a few minutes ago. The Bible talks about, let me go to number four. I don't know if I'm going to finish. I got about a minute and 50 seconds. The fourth level is honoring parents. And that's so very important, honoring our natural parents. The Bible says, honor your father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. That's Exodus 20 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And then in Deuteronomy 5 and 16, it says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may be well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That goes without saying. I had an opportunity to honor my mother 2 years ago when she made her 80th birthday party. Me and my three brothers, well, we gave her a birthday celebration and had her invite 50 of her closest friends and relatives, and just had a gala time where food was brought in and was catered, and we did, you know, had a video presentation. All the grandkids was there. You know, I remember coming up as a kid, one of the ladies in the deaconess board would always say, I want my flowers while I can smell them, you know, and that always stuck with me. And a lot of times, once a person is off the scene, you wish you could have done something for them. I got 34 seconds, but I'm going to conclude with this. My dad always wanted to go back out west. He was in the military and the Marines at Camp Pendleton. And as he got older, he wasn't able to drive and didn't want to fly. And so about 3 or 4 years before he went home to be with the Lord, we took him back there. We rented a van, and anywhere he wanted to go, we drove him and let him get out and let him reminisce. And he talked about that for years. But just, you know, there's ways that you can honor your parents. And that's so very important, because by doing that, the Bible says it'll be well with you and you'll live long upon the earth. Amen? All right. We'll see you guys week after next. See you at camp meeting. Prosperity Revival.